Funny and true quotes from famous people. Outside of the killings, Washington has one of the lowest crime rates in the country. Mayor Marion Barry, Washington, D.C. The streets are safe in Philadelphia. It's only the people that make them unsafe. Frank Rizzo, ex-police chief and mayor of Philadelphia. He didn't say that. He was reading what was given to him in a speech. Richard Darman, director of OMB, Office of Management and Budget, explaining why President Bush wasn't following up on his campaign pledge that there would be no loss of wetlands. You know, one of the hardest parts of my job is to connect Iraq to the war on terror. President George W. Bush in an interview with CBS News anchor Kate Courage. I haven't committed a crime. What I did was fail to comply with the law. David Dinkins, New York City mayor, answering accusations that he failed to pay his taxes. I didn't accept it. I received it. Richard Allen, National Security Advisor to President Reagan, explaining the $1,000 in cash and two watches he was given by two Japanese journalists after he helped arrange a private interview for them with First Lady Nancy Reagan. I was a pilot flying an airplane, and it just so happened that where I was flying made what I was doing spying. Francis Gary Powers, U-2 reconnaissance pilot held by the Soviets for spying, in an interview after he was returned to the US. President Bush has been very clear that, through his leadership, he has made the world safer. My question to you is simply this: how much safer can the world afford to have him make us? Daily Show host John Stewart to Senator John McCain. The Holocaust was an obscene period in our nation's history, this century's history. We all lived in this century. I didn't live in this century. Dan Quayle, then Indiana Senator and Republican vice presidential candidate, during a news conference in which he was asked his opinion of the Holocaust. I've always thought that underpopulated countries in Africa are vastly underpolluted. Lawrence Summers, chief economist of the World Bank, explaining why toxic wastes should be exported to third world countries.